I want to talk about the Noble Nine. Now, we often hear about it. You've heard in my report that the alternate right has again been very active and at the forefront of our reawakening of the holy religion. This is as it should be for our movement, a movement which is not only promotes our holy religion, but lives it on a daily basis. It is very easy to proclaim adherence to the Odinic path, quite another to actively live it day in and day out. It is easy to talk the talk, yet harder to walk the walk. From my very first contact with the Odinic Rite, some 20 years ago, I knew that it was an organisation of action and not merely another armchair debating society. Nor did it pretend to be something it was not. It wasn't presumptuous. It wasn't driven by egos. Of course, I would not claim that everyone that has held membership of the right has been likewise, for there have been those that have attempted to use the right as a platform to elevate their own egos, merely seeking to fulfil their own fantasies instead of devoting their energies to faith, folk and family. Over the years, the right has stood firm and held its values, never wavering in times of storm, never mutating to appease either friend or foe. I believe that remaining true to your core values is the basis for stability. What are these values at the very core of our holy movement? They are the nine noble virtues, or as I title in this short talk, the Noble Nine. Now, I doubt there is a single person here or within the right that has not heard of the Noble Nine virtues or that cannot name most of them, if not all of them, if asked to. Nine simple words, yet these simple words are a full and comprehensive guide to honourable living. These nine simple words, our code of honour, are what we, as Odinish, should be living by every single day. It is not good enough for us to merely pay lip service to these virtues, or to live by them whilst it suits us and then to abandon them when it restricts us. If we are not prepared to embrace these virtues fully, then we are not only letting down the high ones and our folk, we are letting down ourselves. Let's briefly look at these virtues. Courage. We need courage to face our foe, both external and internal. For until we have overcome the internal struggles, we cannot hope to move into the external struggle. We need courage to deal with the difficult times in our lives. It is easy to sail a ship in calm waters. We also need courage to remain firm to our religious convictions, for it is easy to be a good Odinist among like-minded people when things are going well. Yet how many have crumbled and faded away at the first hint of a storm or the first hint of a battle? Courage is the strength of our character and our heart. Fidelity. The devotion to one's duties and obligations. Loyalty to our loved ones. Now, each of us are no doubt already living these values on a daily basis. We each and every one of us care for our families and our friends. We work to fulfil our obligations, family obligations, financial obligations, and ever-increasing demands of taxation from those that said taxation wouldn't be a part. Yet we must make room for our religious and spiritual duties and obligations. If we are to hold true to faith, folk and family, we must not waver in our devotion or our loyalty. Industriousness. Nothing is nor can it be achieved without hard work. Without applying oneself to our work, our learning, our cause, we will achieve very little, if anything. Nothing is handed to us on a plate. If we want something, we must work for it. Sitting idly by, waiting for others to do the work, for us is not the Odinic way. Each and every one of us has to work for what we believe in. If you believe in it in your heart, then you must work for it. It will not grow, it will not be done on its own. It's not a magic wand from Harry Potter. It has to be done. The mundane, every aspect has to be worked for. The spiritual side is one thing, but is also the mundane, and it has to be balanced. Discipline. Discipline must start from within. We've heard Tyson say this today. Without that, we become lax, unproductive and ineffective. We must be disciplined in our religious observance and practices. Conducting daily ritual, no matter how small, requires great personal discipline, which must be continuously worked at. As members of the rite, you are expected to remain disciplined. For each of us is an example to our folk and should remember that at all times. Self-reliance. Reliance on one's own abilities and decisions. Each of us is responsible for our lives. Weird plays a part of it. But we must operate within that. By our actions and our deeds is the outcome of our own lives. It's responsibility of conducting ourselves in the right and proper way lies with us as individuals, not as a movement, not as friends or a half or a hammer, but as individual people. It's our responsibility to conduct ourselves in the right way. Often people assume self-reliance means they have to grow their own vegetables, they have to do their own absolutely everything. They have to be the plumber, they have to be the mechanic, the musician, they have to be everything. It doesn't mean that. It means that we have to operate and work for ourselves. I might be able to go and get a comrade that can do building work for me. That's being self-reliant. I've gone out. I've gained that and brought that back in. That's the way forward. For each and every one of us, we have to look at every way we can to become self-reliant. Honour. Without honour, what do we have? We live in a world where honour is seen as an archaic trait, where honour is seen as a weakness to be exploited or abused by those that have no honour. We see in our daily life that honour exists within a few compared to years ago. Within sportsmen there is no honour. It was good to see in this year's Ashes that there is honour within a few and that person was rewarded for it. But as an example to most, sport, politicians, everyday life, there is no honour. Very few. We as individuals again must demonstrate to our folk what honour is. Have honour in all that you do. If you say you will do something, do it. If you stand by something, stand by it. Don't waver. When you take an oath, whether it to be to friend or colleague, comrades, brothers, your family, stick by that oath and don't take that oath lightly. I've seen too many people take an oath only 5 minutes later to walk away from it. And yet they've not understood, or if they have understood, they care not what that does to their honour. Hospitality. Hospitality to your friends, to your comrades. It's quite simple. Give as much as you can, the best you can. What you can't give, you can't. Your friends will know that. Otherwise they wouldn't be your friends. Hospitality to your comrades all goes unspoken, really. I know there's people here that have put themselves out a great deal to help. That's true hospitality. Perseverance could be termed as stubbornness in some ways. Perseverance, that what we do, stick to it, don't waver. The Odinic rite has tremendous perseverance. It moves slowly but surely with perseverance. Let's make sure that we as individuals maintain that. Truth. Truth starts within. If you're not true to yourself, you're true to no one. If you lie and deceive yourself, you're only fooling you. Others will see through it. Truth can be painful, though. If we're true to our friends and we're true to our families, sometimes that truth, if it is real truth, can be hurt. But who are you fooling if you lie, if you don't say what you feel and you don't say what you see? For tried and trusted friends, the truth won't hurt. If each and every one of us can hold true to these virtues in our daily lives, we as individuals and as a holy movement will shine. We will be the beacon of light in these dark times. We can guide our folk back to the natural home. We must strive to be the very best we can be. We must continue to be the standard bearers of the Odinic flame. Thank you very much.